This week's deadly shooting at Butler High School in Matthews stunned students, staff, and parents. The impact has rippled through the community. Nearly 30 years ago, Charlottians were shocked by the shooting death of another student, West Charlotte High School junior Alex Orange. His death gave birth to a student-led anti-violence movement that lives on today. WFAE's Mark Rumsey talked with the co-founder of Students Against Violence Everywhere, or SAVE, about efforts to prevent school-related violence then and now.
In 1989, 17-year-old Alex Orange was in West Charlotte High School history teacher and coach Gary Wirt's homeroom.
He sat right in front of my desk. He was in my world history class, and he was a football player. Big kid, about 6'2", about 205 pounds. And he always had a smile on his face.
In late April that year, a large group of West Charlotte students gathered on a Friday night off campus for a party billed as a Stop the Violence Jam. Before the night was over, violence tragically struck at the event. Alex Orange was fatally shot in the chest after, according to witnesses, students from another school showed up. At her son's graveside, Dawn Orange made a vow.
This right here will not happen no more in Charlotte, not a useless death like this, because the young people are going to band together for peace, and it's going to be peace.
In the weeks after their classmate was killed, a group of West Charlotte students also vowed that something must be done to prevent such violence. They formed Students Against Violence Everywhere. SAVE chapters began forming at schools around the nation and eventually even spread overseas. Last year, SAVE combined its efforts with those of another anti-violence group, Sandy Hook Promise, formed after the December 2012 elementary school mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Gary Wirt helped West Charlotte students launch the first SAVE chapter and has stayed involved with the organization ever since. He's retired and lives in Charleston now, but stopped by our studios while he was in the area yesterday. Wirt described hearing about Monday's fatal shooting at Butler High.
My heart sank. It opens up old wounds. It brings back some really sad memories. And there's been too much of that over the past 30 years.
Did your mind go back to 1989 and Alex Orange?
Mark, my mind goes back to 1989 and Alex Orange every day. It totally changed my life. I like to tell people that, I don't like to tell people, but I tell people that I was blessed with a burden. And some wonderful things have happened because of this organization, but sadly, there's still a need for it, and it is a burden. And to lose 14 kids in a 42-year career to violence is 14 too many. In 1975, I lost my first student. When Alex Orange was killed, it was in my 15th year of teaching, and he was my 8th student that I had to attend a funeral.
So from your perspective, what changed after Alex Orange was killed?
I think the young people were constantly being shown as a problem in our society. You know, you turn on the news and it's always about shootings and the killings and the fights and all that stuff. And these young people had a message, a positive message. We went to other elementary schools and middle schools and we tried to role play, you know, the idea of conflict management. We used to say conflict resolution, Mark, but that's not reality. But we can agree to disagree and respect one another. We can compromise. You know, the bullying has always been an issue, but it's gotten to be an even bigger issue today with the technology and the cyberbullying and all the Snapchat and all the stuff that kids can do with the technology today. They find out stuff instantly. And that's totally changed what we had in 1989 to what's going on in 2018. We have had to address some of those issues, and our curriculum has had to change with the times.
A key emphasis of SAVE has always been student empowerment. But what does it mean for students to be empowered to help prevent violence? What does student empowerment look like?
Well, I think young people take a proactive leadership role in their schools, in their communities, and they're given a voice, whether it's through actions of community service, whether it's learning to let administrators know of a child on the campus that's being bullied. I think that's really critical. And I think it's also very good with the Sandy Hook promise. We have a thing that's called Starts with Hello. If anybody is eating by themselves in the cafeteria, the young people should, rather than say, well, what's wrong with that person, they should go over and sit down next to them and say, hey, you know, and introduce yourself.
On some of the broader policy issues that are being examined around the country in school districts and communities right now, does the approach to school security, campus security, need to change? And if so, how?
Well, I think we're on the right track with that. School should be a safe place. It should be a place of learning. And the school resource officer, you know, we used to think, wow, there's a police car in front of the school. That's not a good thing. No, that's a very good thing. That means that there's security there. And you can't prevent everything that's going to happen. You know, you're going to have to take a proactive leadership role, and you've got to get everybody involved.
Looking back now at how the organization SAVE got started at West Charlotte, and all that you have seen and experienced, have the efforts that you've been involved with in this regard, have they been worth it?
I always say, Mark, that if we saved one life, it's been worth it. And I'm sure 30 years later, we've saved more than one life. And I think that speaks volumes. But that was the whole idea, is we don't want the next young person to die if it can be prevented.
Gary Wirt co-founded the first chapter of Students Against Violence Everywhere at West Charlotte High School in 1989. He spoke with WFAE's Mark Rumsey.